Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Skip Miller's our guest, still with us. He's the president of M3 Learning, the author of Proactive Selling, also Proactive Sales Management, also Ultimate Sales Toolkit. And we're talking about how to catch the momentum of your customers. But Skip, before you can do that, you got to find out who has the momentum. You got to prospect a certain way. How do we do that?
Well, the best way is to understand, like we just mentioned earlier, that it's July, people are getting investment, people are getting stuff, right? They're ready to spend the money. The first thing you want to do is get their attention. Hi, I'm Skip Miller with the ABC Company, right?
How do you like me so far?
Yeah, there you go. We help companies increase. We help them improve. We help them maximize. We help them overachieve. We help them get better. You know what? I don't want to get better. I don't want to get improved. I don't want to maximize. I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to stop. I'm trying to minimize. I'm trying to lessen. I got 10 fingers in the dikes. I got tons of problems I'm trying to solve. Our new mantra, Jim, is CSP, Customers Solve Problems.
Wow.
No problem, no deal.
Huh.
So I'm sitting here. I got 10 problems on my desk. If I can get these things solved, I can maximize my revenue. So I get an email from you. Hi, I'm with the ABC Company. We can help you maximize. We can help you improve. We can help you increase. I don't want to maximize, improve, increase anything. This is called towards pleasure or away from pain.
Right.
Pain, pleasure, the top motivators, languages. And we want to make sure that you put away messaging in your emails, in your voicemails. Hi, Mr. Smith. I'm with the ABC Company. We help companies lessen. We help them avoid. We help them stop. That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be in rapport with somebody if you keep on that little CSP mantra. Your customers have problems they're trying to solve right now with the extra money they're getting. That's why they're getting the money. And you're going to knock on their door and use away language in your email. We're getting 30 to 40% response with people using more away language. Hi, Jim. I'm Skip Miller with the ABC Company. We're going to help you improve. We're going to help you maximize. We're going to help you get better. Yeah, and your point would be what? Jim, my company will help your company avoid the problems that you're facing right now. We'll help you stop that revenue leakage, that money leakage. We'll help you lessen the risk you got right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to save you time.
And especially if you,
what I'm trying to do.
Especially if you can use a similar situation close. Meaning,
yeah.
I'd like to show you how we've helped other companies do this.
Without a doubt. Companies like you, other companies are asking the same. So there's two parts to this. You're exactly right. Away language and using similar questions. We've talked to a lot of companies recently. We've talked to a lot of people like yourself. We've talked to titles, CXOs or VPs of sales or, presidents of small businesses. And here's what we're hearing. Questions like, questions cause conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one thing I want your listeners to take away from today's program. It's use away language and use questioning. If they're going to prospect, you'll get people to respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like you just said, using similarities. And I've talked to a lot of radio show hosts. And here's the question I'm getting. How can I avoid? I have your attention now, don't I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And if you're in front of them, if you actually are in front of them, once you lurch uncontrollably to an actual face-to-face call with this thing that Skip's doing, then Skip, how do we handle that? Do we use the same thing? Do we say your brow is a little furrowed? What's on your mind? You obviously haven't had Botox. What is worrying you today? Where's your pain? I've actually asked people whenever I thought I was familiar with them enough. I've actually said, John, where's your pain? And you know what? They tell you.
People want to tell you. It's hysterical. Go to a party, and instead of talking about yourself, just ask questions.
Where's the fun
you
in
walk
that?
Away from the party, you walk away from the party going, those people are just kind of strange. The people you talk to go, that person's a great person. Wow, right. That's just a super person. When you're in front of people, the only thing you want to add a little bit more is the power of three. I mean, three is the magic number. Everything comes in three. Mm-hmm. A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, good, better, best. So when you're in front of people, hi, I'm skipping over the ABC company quickly. What we are is we do this, this, and this. Quickly, those three things. Then, three away type questions. You know, I'm talking to a lot of people before we get started today. I'm talking to a lot of people like yourself. And here's the questions I'm hearing on the street. How can I avoid needless risk in the second half of the year? How can I make sure that any investment I'm going to make right now, I get a quick payback on because I only have 5 months?
Now, that's what you say to them when you don't know or aren't having a dialogue with them. You don't know. You're presuming a little bit. But once you get in front of them, you don't need to be presumptuous, do you? You need to get specifically to what it is it's upset, that they're upset about.
Jim, right? If I talk to five presidents of a paint manufacturer, they're pretty much going to have all the same problems. If I talk to a VP of sales right now, I pretty much know they have, you know, VPs of sales right now want to minimize their forecast redundancy. They want to avoid spending time with their C players and more time with their A players. They want to, you know, only focus on their customers that make. I know they're all talking basically the same stuff. They got each and everybody's got five issues.
Hey, hold on to that thought.
Prioritize. But you're exactly right.
Hold on to that thought. Skip, give us your website quickly, please.
M3, m3learning.com.
That's where his books are and all the things he does for folks in case you want him to help you too. Ten Tail right back with Skip Miller. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. Watch for the emotions on a guarded face.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.